I'm Andrew Martins, WRPR News. The housing situation on campus has been a precarious one for transfer students and incoming freshmen for the last couple of years, with the unlucky ones ending up on a waiting list. The possibility of having to live in a less desirable dormitory, or not being able to live on campus at all, has spread to returning sophomores. For Owen Zahm, a sophomore currently living in Linden, a former freshman residence, the expected upgrade to a better dorm never came.
It sucks. I'm not happy with it. Last year was a freshman dorm, and it doesn't make sense to have to live here again. It's just like living 2 years a freshman instead of having an upgrade.
For Charles Gallo, living in Linden can add an unnecessary hurdle in socializing.
The thing I hate most about it is just the service in here for like cell phones. We get no service, so if I ever get like a call from my dad or, you know, just anything important, I'd like race outside.
While the situation isn't ideal, some Ramapo students currently live in the Holiday Inn in Suffern, New York. Last year, students were forced to live in the hotel while renovations on the College Park apartments continued into the academic year due to flooding. According to Stephanie Barlow, the assistant director of residence life, the hotel was available to students who were unable to get housing. Barlow added that their decision to house sophomores in Linden is permanent. Barlow later addressed the reason for the change. A higher retention rate among freshmen made housing much tighter. Despite the change, most students know they're lucky to have gotten housing. For Gallo, making the best of the situation is all he can do.
We make do. I mean, it's all right now, but like, there's a lot nicer places we could be living.
For WRPR News, this is Andrew Martins.